Well, good morning, everyone. Fortunately, a few of us missing this morning, but we send you greetings wherever you are, and for all those who watch online, we wish you a good morning. I've been spending a lot of time in prayer recently, and particularly this morning, when I was starting to feel overwhelmed with all that's going on around me. You know, the Lord reminded me we're in a spiritual battle, and also reminded me to read Ephesians 6, which I'll read in a moment. But we are apt to just carry on and try and fix everything ourselves. And I've been told this so many times over the years. And yet, you think you've given it to the Lord, and then you take it back and you try and fix things again. And forgetting that each time the enemy's getting in. And I feel that this church is in this place for a reason. And we are here to bring God's word to this community here. And a lot of us are out there on the streets doing that and in our different ways. But what I'm also seeing is that most of us are under attack in some ways from the enemies. And we need to be prepared and to see what's going on in the heavenlies. And so I'm going to hand over to Jesus to, because I want it to be his word and not mine. So this is what he gave me this morning. So this is Ephesians 6:10, which I'm sure you're all very familiar with. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled round your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Amen. And Matthew 10, I won't read the whole chapter, but it's a lot of it. So Matthew 10, and it's when Jesus sends out the 12 disciples, and I'm starting at verse 16. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard against men. They will hand you over to the local councils and flog you in their synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. All men will hate you because of me. but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. I tell you the truth, you will not finish going through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the student to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword, for I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Amen. So let's pray. Oh, Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you, that we can come to you at any time or any place. Lord, you've really shown me this morning what I need to do. Sometimes we can just get completely overwhelmed by all the situations that we're involved in. And yet we know what we need to do. And that's just not me. It's probably all of us here. So, Lord, help us to remember that our grace, our weakness is sufficient in your grace. And Jesus, to rely on you. And Lord, to know that you are the victor. And we are the conquerors because you have the victory, because of the cross, because of the cross, because of the resurrection, the new life we've been sent. Lord, the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. Lord, I know in a few weeks, Bruce will be talking about not quenching the Spirit. And I think sometimes we quench it by not allowing you to work through us. So Jesus, I ask today that we would remember all the time, not just when we're overwhelmed by things, but to know that you are in our everything and we can bring everything to you, and that, Lord, you will guide us and direct us, and as it said in your word just now, you will give us the words to say. So I thank you, Lord. I pray for each and everyone in this church. I pray for all those watching online that aren't able to be here. And Lord, I pray for each one to just keep their eyes fixed on you, the author and perfecter of all things, who for the joy went before him, went to the cross. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. We have so much to thank you for. And Lord, we want to hang on your every word this morning, and the words of the songs, and what you've given Bruce to bring to us this morning. Lord, let us inwardly digest it all and live each day for you as conquerors in you, as overcomers, as it says in Revelation. Let us be overcomers till the end, Lord. And let it be all about you, Jesus. In your precious name, Lord. Amen. So we're going to sing, Go Forth and Tell, O Church of God, Awake, God's saving news to all the nations take. Proclaim Christ Jesus, Saviour, Lord and King, that all the world his worthy praise may sing. Amen. We're going to sing Shine Jesus Shine. There was so much in this even before this morning happened. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us, set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. So let's sing it. The words are all there.
Shining in the midst of the darkness, shine. as we come to prayer this morning, we are not entering, or we have not entered, an easy time. And we need to look at our own lives. We need to look at what's happening around us. And we need, most of all, to put our faith in God Himself. We need our God. We need Father, Son, and Spirit very much at this time. The world in general is being perverted, if I can say that. And when I see that's happening in Israel and what they are doing, to be honest, it makes me feel sick. It is not what God wants from us. And when I see what's happening to Ukraine, oh dear. We had hopes that things would improve for Ukraine. And yet, friends, where did we put our hope? Our hope must be in the Lord Himself. We need the Spirit on fire. So let us come to our Lord and let us remember that it is only through the Lord that we can reach out and do our part in correcting what is wrong, both in our own families, in our own community, in our own lives, and in the wider world. So with believing prayer, let us come to the Lord now. Let us pray. Lord, to be honest, I'm not sure that we really know what is happening. I'm not sure that we know what to do. But this we do know, that we need to be very much in communication with you. We want to see you, Lord, turn this world into a better place. And so, Lord, we pray that those who seem bent on evil will be brought to naught. Lord, it is only in your strength. It is only with your supreme knowledge that these things can happen. Oh Lord, we believe that the devil is truly at work. And it is man that is letting the devil move. Lord, we pray earnestly that the love of Jesus will shine. We pray that the work of the Spirit will move mountains. We know it's possible. But we know that nothing is impossible with you, Lord. And so, Lord, we pray most earnestly for a change. For a change in our lives. For a change in our community. For a change in our church. For a change in our districts where we live. For a change in the world at large. Lord, we pray earnestly for that change. And we pray now, Lord, for people that we know who are in need of our prayers. We think, Lord, of Stuart and Jean. We think of John. We think of Helen. We think of Sarah Jane. We think of the other Sarah. We think of Deborah and Graham. Lord, we ask that you will be with them. Their needs, Lord, are very different from each other, very different. And we believe, Lord, that they all need, as we do indeed, a refresh of the Spirit. So, Lord, may the Spirit truly be on fire in our lives. And may we, Lord, be not ourselves, but your instruments, your ambassadors in this work. And may your will and your will alone be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And our next song is "For I'm Building a People of Power," which is what Bruce was praying about. I'm building a people of power, and I'm making a people of praise that will move through this land by my Spirit and will glorify my precious name. Build your church, Lord. I would just sing it. We'll sing the words out. Just emphasizing.
Make us one, Lord, in your body. verses 1 to 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." Amen.
So we're going to sing, "I, the Lord of Sea and Sky," which is the Lord speaking to us in the verses and us responding in the chorus with, "Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart."
I who made the stars on
really wanted to sing that chorus this morning because the heat got too hot for me last night and this morning, and I was not coming. I was leaving the church. I was giving up everything. I couldn't take any more because I thought I was going crazy. And the Lord spoke into that as I cried out to him. And that's why I shared this morning. So I sung that with all my heart.
The title for the message today is God Calls Us Now. Let me repeat it. God calls us now. The text, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. Now, we need to be very careful here. God's call to service, a response that stems from a profound encounter with God's holiness and mercy. You know, sermons often highlight the process of, listen, conviction, cleansing, commissioning, emphasizing that one must first acknowledge their sin and experience God's grace before truly being ready to serve. It's not a matter of just saying yes, is it? Ultimately, the passage is an invitation, if you like, to one self wholeheartedly offering to God's purpose and to carry his message to the world. Yes, ultimately, that's what the invitation is. But we are told that we've got to look at ourselves first. And I do hope that it's not just us that are going to listen to this, but it's those that not been able to get here today, and it's also those who may hear this online. So what do we need first? Before we can say yes, encountering God's holiness is the first suggestion. Before God asks, whom shall I send? This passage describes Isaiah's vision of God's throne room, filled with seraphim, proclaiming, holy, holy, holy. This vision, you know, highlights God's perfect and separated nature, which produces a deep awareness of one's own sin and impurity. Another one is conviction and cleansing. In the presence of God's holiness, Isaiah cries out, woe is me, because he is a man of unclean lips and lives among a people of unclean lips. A seraph then cleanses Isaiah's lips with a hot coal, symbolizing washing away his sin and making him ready for service. And you know, it's easy to say yes, maybe. I will, you know, follow your call, Lord. But we do need to be ready for service. We need to be prepared. And so the question and the response is this. The Lord asks, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Isaiah's bold and immediate response, here I am, send me, is the heart of the verse that demonstrates his goodness to step into God's purpose. So cleansing first, true conviction. What is the purpose and the vocation? What is that purpose? It's a calling in life. Just as God called Isaiah to proclaim judgment and hope to Judah, he calls believers now today to use their talents, their time, their treasure to serve God wherever he has placed them. So, such as it may be in their workplaces, it may even be among their families, but wherever God calls us to be, we need to be. But we need first to make sure that we have been cleansed, that we are ready to follow the Lord's call. Because we're not serving ourselves, are we? Oh no. So there needs to be a heart of availability. Isaiah's response is not about asking where or what, but simply a giving himself over to God's will. The verse calls for a similar posture of willingness and availability. A heartfelt yes to God's call, no matter how small or seemingly or insignificant that task may be. God's call, which Isaiah responded to, was not only meant for him. It's not only meant for him, oh no, but for people ever since, including people today. So we need to be ready when we hear it ourselves. The call is to serve God in a variety of ways, with the main purpose being, of course, of sharing the truth of the gospel. It could be preaching. It could be witnessing the truth. It could be being good friends with the lost by organizing various events or acts of hospitality, and by being examples of living a good Christian life. That's why we need all that examination of ourselves before. That's why we need cleansing. If we are to show a good Christian life, and that's one of the ways that we can, of course, share the truth of the gospel. But I have to say this, beware, because if we miss an opportunity of ignoring God's call, then we reject God's call, but surely we reject God himself. God loves us. God will call us, but we need to be ready, cleansed for the task. Oh, my friends, I've had one or two, I've had many more than one or two experiences of sharing with people. And sometimes, as I do even now, find it very hard with some people. And it's taught me a big lesson. I think, oh, are they ready? They say they're Christians. And then I feel almost like a dagger into my life. Because what am I saying? Am I saying that they are not good enough? So perhaps the Lord is saying, are you, Bruce, good enough? Oh, my friends, we do need that cleansing. We do need that examination. We need to offer our lives to God, coming, asking for his forgiveness, asking that our lives may be more pure than they are, because we want to be the perfect example. Because it's not for us, it's for God, the real God. And so if we are to obey his call, we need to make sure that we are prepared, that we are ready, and that we are not doing it for ourselves, but we are doing it for God and God alone. And that means it's for his glory, not for ours. Let us hope and pray that we will help to defeat the work of the evil one by being God's instrument and his instrument alone. Amen.
So another Graham Kendrick with wonderful words. And I wanted to read out, God is at work in us, his purpose to perform, building a kingdom of power, not of words, where things impossible by faith shall be made possible. Let's give him the glory to him now. And I didn't know what Bruce was going to be saying this morning, other than God calls us now.
Weaknesses into his opportunities.
our weakness. And just a little, reminder, warning, right at the end, we have 5 Let It Shines. Just so you know. Ready? Oh, yes. But first we're going to have communion.
So, we need, don't we, to remember all that Jesus sacrificed. We need to remember all that Jesus sacrificed for us. Yes, he went willingly to the cross and gave his life, that our sins might be dealt with once and for all. And that open to us is this new life. But we also need to remember that Jesus said, take the bread, take the wine, in remembrance of me. And so, that is what we now do. So we take the bread in remembrance that Jesus Christ died for us, and we feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. And so we break the bread. We take and eat it as we are served. Jesus also took the cup, and he said, this cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it, he said, do this in memory of me. And that is what we are going to do. We're going to take the wine as it's served, and we're all going to then wait so that we might drink together. You're 7. This way first. So let us remember that Jesus died for us. He died for each one of us. Let us drink and be truly thankful. Dear Lord, we thank you for the wonderful sacrifice that you made on our behalf. We come now, Lord, and we want to be your faithful servants. We want to serve you, and we want the glory to be yours and yours alone. Amen.
So we're going to sing, "We'll Walk the Land with Hearts on Fire, and Every Step Will Be a Prayer. Hope is Rising, New Day Dawning, Sound of Singing Fills the Air. Let the Flame Burn Brighter in the Heart of the Darkness, Turning Night to Glorious Day. Let the Song Grow Louder as Our Love Grows Stronger. Let It Shine."
Come together and say the grace.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah.